the Dothraki screamed out comments on her belly and her breasts, hailing the life within her. She could not understand all they shouted, but one phrase came clear. "The stallion that mounts the world," she heard, bellowed in a thousand voices. The sounds of drums and horns swirled up into the night. Half-clothed women spun and danced on the low tables, amidst joints of meat and platters piled high with plums and dates and pomegranates. Many of the men were drunk on clotted mare's milk, yet Danny knew no Arryx would clash tonight. Not here, in the sacred city, where blades and bloodshed were forbidden. Khal Drogo dismounted and took his place on the high bench. Khal Jomo and Khal Ogo, who had been in Vaes Dethrach with their khalasars when they arrived, were given seats of high honour to Drogo's right and left. The blood riders of the three Khals sat below them, and farther down, Khal Jomo's four wives. Danny climbed off her silver and gave the reins to one of the slaves. As Doria and Iri arranged her cushions, she searched for her brother. Even across the length of the crowded hall, Viserys should have been conspicuous, with his pale skin, silvery hair, and beggar's rags, but she did not see him anywhere.